The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
How close were John Lennon and Yoko Ono? So close that apparently they pooped together.
That doesn't shock me, really.
Me neither.
No, I'm surprised they didn't poop, like, ass to ass.
Yeah, like making one poop
together. Yeah, exactly.
You mean like how we do it on the weekends?
Yes.
Yeah. Ass to ass.
I thought that was our special thing.
I just got a real bad image in my head.
You squeeze hands and you know it's time.
Mm-hmm. It's only bad if one of us has diarrhea.
Yeah.
Judas Priest singer Rob Halford, in his new autobiography, Confess, says that he worked on their 1980 album British Steel at an estate that was once owned by John and Yoko. By that time, it actually belonged to Ringo Starr. But one interesting feature that John and Yoko had installed remained, and it was a bathroom with two toilets side by side. Each had a nameplate. One said John, the other said Yoko.
Hmm.
He said, I tried to imagine them sitting side by side, holding hands, having a poo. Truly, sometimes love knows no bounds. That is so funny. This is like such a weird coincidence. Yesterday at the gym, I'm on the treadmill, and one of those like HGTV shows is on. And they were looking at a house, and it had this.
It had
a toilet. So what they did was they built toilets side by side, and they put a little tiny sliding door between them if you wanted privacy. Like, but they show, like, they actually sat together and held hands. I think it was the chip and whatever it's called, flip.
There's a Saturday Night Live sketch where they have a toilet that's one toilet that couples can sit on together.
Is it like the
and they hold hands while they're pooping? That's funny. It's called like the love toilet.
Is this real life though? Are there people around us that poop side by side? Like, are there other homes in America that have side by side toilets?
I don't think there's very many.
That's a very weird.
If you do not, any at all,
you do not want to poop beside me.
Why would anyone want to do that around anyone?
I do not want a lady who I have interest in to poop beside me.
I don't ever want to know anything about their poops.
No.
And I understand that they do. And
wants to know anything about anyone's poop.
I can know a lot about their poop. I actually can. I'm fine. Like, if they said to me, like, oh, I've been dealing with some stuff, I'd be like, oh, man, that's insane.
You gotta, dealing with some stuff.
You know, I've been dealing with some stuff in there.
Well, because I'm a kind of an expert. So come to me, ask me some questions. But what I don't want to know, I don't want to know what it sounds like.
Right. Sounds are big time bad.
I can't know ever what it sounds like.
Oh my God, no.
I can't.
Yeah.
I don't think I could
shake
that.
Why would anyone want to do this, though?
Lisa, I don't get it. I mean, I don't. But obviously, so this house was built like that because they said they were lovers and they wanted to, they were really close.
Yeah.
John and Yoko did it. I thought on this show, these are the only people in the world that have done that.
Yeah.
And then I come in today and I see the story. I'm like, what?
That's crazy.
So it's like a real new agey hippie.
What's that Chip and Joanna game? Like, what's their show? Does anyone remember the name? I think that's what it was, wasn't it?
I don't know. I forget what the titles are. I just know
Chip and Joanna
at the house.
It's like
they have a line from Target.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
It's gonna flip
what is their name?
I don't know who you're
just fix this house.
Dark hair, long dark hair.
Yes.
What?
And then
Fixer Upper. Fixer Upper.
I don't know the names, but.
There's so many.
That was
shows
them? That was their show?
I believe that's what I was watching when it came up, that sat down.
And if it's you saw it on their show, I think I saw it on a Property Brothers show, so there could be somebody else that does
maybe
it.
Maybe it was Property Brothers.
I saw like a Jack and Jill, it was like a Jack and Jill bathroom.
And then like a sliding door between the two?
And then between the two toilets, there's a sliding door just to separate. And then they went
you slide the door back and you're sitting side by side.
Yeah,
and
they even made a joke. They're like, if you slide the door back, you guys can hold hands while you guys go to the bathroom.
Or do you think
that was what I was seeing?
Well, maybe that's it, but is it possible that just different places, they're like, hey, you did that one bathroom 10 years ago on your show. We're going to do it again. You know, because think about it. The two toilets, it's like a, whoa, what am I seeing?
One was in Texas, and this one wasn't, like, I know for sure it wasn't.
Okay.
was in the same place.
The sliding door, was it see-through? Or it was
like a pocket door, you know, it comes in between the wall and you slide it out.
At least it had that.
But it was there if you wanted privacy, but if you didn't and you wanted to poop side by side, you could just push the door
back. It was like if two people have to go to the bathroom, but they don't have, or they just don't want to go to another bathroom in the house.
I guess. I don't know why you would do that.
At least I can't come up with a good...
Understand.
The only thing I can think is, like, I have to poop, so I seal myself off.
Right.
And the girl
still
is getting ready and doing all... But, I mean, still, that's a tragedy when I have to pull that wall back. And it's just a wall of smell.
Dough to make a two-toilet bathroom. Just do two bathrooms.
Two bathrooms.
Yeah. I know.
We each have our own bathroom at my house.
They want to be side by side. That's the thing.
Right? The only other thing I could see is that I'm so disgusting that I get a house with a girl and she's like, here's the deal. We want the master bath, but you have to have your own toilet and I have to have my own toilet.
There's no explaining it.
You know?
A good kid and a bad kid making headlines this morning. We'll start with the bad kid, who is a 12-year-old in Florida that caused a chain reaction crash while driving his mother's vehicle without permission. Now, we're always shocked to hear about the kids that take their parents' car and drive fairly well.
Yeah.
Right? Make it on the highway, get off at the exit. But of course, there are the kids that cannot drive at all.
Yeah.
And this 12-year-old boy caused a chain reaction crash while driving his mom's car without permission. It happened about 6:30 in the afternoon the other day. The boy rear-ended a Jeep driving his mother's BMW. A Mazda and a Dodge were also involved in this chain reaction crash. All four vehicles were able to pull into a parking lot until authorities arrived. Imagine how weird that would be for the kid.
Hey, what's up, guys? A lot of smoke and a lot of metal twisted up.
Wait a second. You hit my Jeep?
I did. Yeah, sorry about that. I don't have insurance.
You look 12.
I actually am 12.
Oh, my God.
That's right. It's a stolen vehicle.
Oh, that is not. That means I'm paying for all this, huh?
That's right. That's right. We don't really know.
You'd be so upset. You would. You'd be like, oh, my God. Been hit by a 12-year-old.
I just put myself into perspective of the kid with this and, like, with my dad. He would have pistol-whipped me.
Oh, my God, yeah. You wouldn't have made it. Oh, never steal your dad's car.
God, are you kidding? I just had a flash of what would happen to me if I had taken my dad's car at 12 and destroyed it.
If my dad saw me leaving in his vehicle and I was younger than I could when I was driving or whatever, like, he might have taken a throwing knife and taken out one of his tires. He's trained for such things.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
I've never imagined
you
it.
Like a whiz and like a.
Yeah. Oh. The boy was cited for driving without a license and careless driving.
There's a photo of the Jeep that was involved.
Oh, yeah. Hit it pretty good.
Yeah. Rammed right into it. So not all 12-year-olds are great drivers. Right.
No.
Which is, you know, a point 12-year-olds need to hear.
Yeah.
Don't take your kids, your parents' car. Now, a good kid. This kid's 5 years old, and he actually used Alexa to save his mom's life during an epileptic seizure.
Mm.
This report brought to you by Alexa.
No, I'm kidding.
Here's the story now from ABC6.
Open Dave and Chuck.
Take a listen to this report. Again, I just muted it here, so I'll unmute it, and we'll get to the story here from ABC6. Let's go.
Been and save the day. For Natalie Neal, last Sunday morning started off like any other, and then she got a call from her grandson, 5-year-old Tyrion.
I thought he was laughing or joking, and it turns out he was crying. He told me he couldn't wake his mom up, and so, of course, being her mom, my heart kind of fell to the ground there a little bit.
Neal says her daughter, Jasmine, has epilepsy. It turns out she was in the middle of the worst seizure she's ever had. The only other person there, little Tyrion.
And she jump scared me.
The first thing I had to do was, you know, realize that he had my child's life in his hands, so to speak, because I'm an hour away. And so I told him what I was going to do before I even did it, which was call 911.
But what's remarkable about this story is the sheer luck of it all. You see, a week and a half before the seizure, Neal decided on a whim to program Alexa so that Tyrion could call her whenever he wanted.
Alexa, call Gigi.
I just thought for, you know, to plug it in. Me, hey, Grandmama, I love you. Hey, Gigi, I love you. A week later, a week and a half later, he's calling because he can't wake his mom up.
First responders eventually made it to the house.
I just opened the door.
And took Tyrion's mom to the hospital. Family and friends are calling the five-year-old a hero.
Did you save mommy?
Yes.
As for Neil, she says this was a lesson in technology.
I'm old school, so we were trained to call 911. And I think in current times, our children have to learn how to use Alexa, the technology, to their advantage.
That's right. And Tyrion's mom, Jasmine, she is okay. Tyrion's family and friends, they're calling him a hero. He says he wants to be a police officer or a firefighter when he grows up. I'm in Plymouth.
That's the thing, though. A lot of kids are growing up in houses now without phones. You know, unless they can access their parents' cell phone.
Oh, yeah. Wow, yeah. You don't
There's
even
no
think
landline,
about that.
Right? Yep. It's not like they can grab the phone like we could and call 911.
I never thought of that. That's crazy.
Yep.
If a lot of these homes don't have landlines, then the kids have to figure out another way to get in touch with emergency services. You got to teach them either how to get into your phone as a parent or have something like that set up for them.
You hope that if you're like, you know, Alexa, and then you say to, you know, get a hold of the old police, that they don't just start playing the police.
Calling out an SOS. That's a good point, Andy.
No, Alexa, my mom's dying. What is it? Who are these women? I don't want you to play a lady song, please. I need the police.
You've got the police.
No, I need the police.
Now playing the police.
They're saying I need to get a... Gigi, they're saying I need to get a message in a bottle. I don't know what these women are singing. I think they said they're going to send an SOS. They're going to send an SOS. It's fine. Gigi,
I think we're good.
It's fine. You just stay home. These women are coming over. They're saying it again. Feeling more reassured. I mean, I hope this message in a bottle comes soon because it looks like mom's not breathing. So they're saying I have to make a message in a bottle. There's bottles. What, where, we have no bottles. I got a water bottle. All right, I put a message in it. Throw it in the toilet. Wait for these police to sing another part of the song. See what I do.
You're taking your directions,
oh, bro. Sting and the police. You're right. When you get it to do what you want it to do,
that's it.
It's a bonus.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Something new coming for the holidays. A new nog.
Oh, just what I was looking for.
A new nog.
New nog.
Fireball nog.
Oh, damn. I didn't know you could make nog worse. But you did.
Yep. Oh, my God.
Walmart has just started selling non-alcoholic Fireball nog.
Why non-alcoholic?
Because Jesus Christ. I don't think you can sell alcoholic nog at Walmart.
Oh.
Maybe.
I guess.
Or most grocery stores anyway. Fireball nog carton goes for $2.98. Does not have booze in it, but also does not have eggs in it.
Jesus Christ.
What is it?
What the hell is it?
It's not even chemicals. A nog.
It's just chemicals.
It's cinnamon-flavored corn syrup milk.
Oh, my God. That's
just
terrible.
Like Grandma used to make. Yeah. It burns.
Yeah, most leading grocery stores' eggnog products actually contain egg. This does not, though, the Fireball Nog. It does have a bunch of different sugars. Liquid sugar, sugar, invert cane sugar.
Oh, that might be the only way to get me to try a nog, though, because I definitely would never drink eggnog. A drink with egg in it? No thanks.
I would be more apt to drink an old school nog more than some Fireball recipe.
Satan recipe.
Yeah. This body is made for Satan recipes.
This body was built on Satan recipes.
The one guy who tested it said his body immediately rejected Fireball Nog.
he like got hives. And the scientists are like, oh, we got a problem with the nog.
What we put in this?
Nothing real. There's nothing real in it.
What do you mean there's nothing real? I thought it was nog.
No, oh, because we decided not to put eggs in, not to put
purple,
actual.
Dude, he's turning purple. Somebody get in there.
Oh, Jesus, make a new nog, they said.
Roll him away.
He's dead.
Yeah, he's
going to
die.
Don't they try this out on humans? Oh, my God, the nog killed him.
His body immediately rejected him.
Yeah.
Rejected is
the
a funny...
nog only killed 4 of 20 monkeys.
It gave the rest sores.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A squirrel's making some headlines this morning because it's a...
This morn.
This morn.
Yeah. This morn. Oh, yes. A squirrel this morn.
Dave does want to talk old time.
I think.
He does.
He can do it.
Tis a beautiful morn.
Ah, yes.
This squirrel hath a cheeseburger.
Oh, no.
This fat squirrel was spotted... eating a McDonald's cheeseburger.
You can't blame him.
Outside a Florida location.
And stumbled upon the motherland.
It's pretty amazing. Burgers probably tastier than acorns as fall approaches and the temperature drops. Many animals looking to add a few pounds to get them through the winter. For one squirrel in Florida, this means it's time to hit up the Golden Arches. In a video uploaded online, it shows a squirrel snacking on a burger. And it could be the angle of the camera, but this is a big ass squirrel.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
You guys can check out this nut I found.
It tastes so amazing.
It's a different kind of nut than I've ever tasted.
It's the best one I've ever tasted in my life.
Oh my God.
Definitely heavier than your average squirrel. The video uploaded by Jamie Walton near a McDonald's in Venice, Florida. In the footage, the burger looks to be pretty much the same size as that squirrel. He said, I pulled into a parking space and a few feet from my door, I saw this, thought it was funny. Mm-hmm. Had to tape squirrel. It.
It is hilarious. Like, it's like he's at lunch.
Yeah, he's just enjoying an outdoor picnic.
From his job, he's like, yeah. I just got to stop thinking about squirrel stuff for a second.
Yep. Had a pandemic, you know? The pandemic. I just kind of forget about it for a minute.
Do you think that his stomach was upset after that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's not a mistake. It's a poison, delicious nut. Oh, I can never eat it again, even though I went to him.
Yep, he'll eat it again.
I think he had like diarrhea, massive squirrel diarrhea.
Probably, yes. Yeah.
It's hard to go back to nuts after that, though.
Well, God. It's freaky to think about if squirrels get a taste for meat.
Well, sure. And the other thing is, you know, he eventually was like, where am I going to hide this? How am I going to hide this?
I got to bury this somehow.
That's what he's going to take me on. That's
bury what he's everything about. Everywhere.
He's like, okay, I got to eat.
You don't think he's so fat he could pile through a whole hamburger there?
No way. No, it's too much.
I always see videos of like squirrels where they got into those like berries and they get drunk or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And
they're
just like sitting there like, what have I done?
Yeah. Yep, he's gonna have the meat sweats here in a minute.
Right, I mean, that's like us eating, a burger the size of this desk.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
Crazy.
Like, there's no way he could finish it. He's definitely thinking about where in the world. Number one, how am I going to carry this thing?
I have a lot to think about. How to transport this.
I saw that just online the other day. It was at a frat house, of course, but they had a whole pizza on top of the oven, and a mouse came and was trying to get a whole slice.
Oh, yeah, it was dragging it off.
Trying to drag a whole slice of pizza.
It was dragging it off.
Out of the way.
You can't, I mean, that's... What a disturbing place to live, number one.
Oh, right.
You have just put a pizza down and a mouse comes out and grabs a piece and tries to walk away with it, but...
Yeah, you got problems.
Yeah. Set some traps, boys.
Right. Yeah, no, they don't care. That's a thing.
Yeah.
You know how filthy a frat house would be?
Yeah.
No one's really cleaning that.
No.
All right, I've learned one thing through the years. Homeless people are okay with nudity.
Kind of have to be sometimes, I think.
Especially in Florida. The two nude homeless people I've seen have been in Florida.
Yeah.
One, the homeless guy taking a shower in South Beach in the outdoor showers there that are meant to rinse your feet.
Yeah.
He was completely nude. And then the homeless woman who stripped down naked to go just go like bathe in the ocean.
Yeah, yes. Disturbing sight.
This story out of Charlotte County, a homeless man arrested. He was found sunbathing in the nude at a Charlotte County park. Quentin Schrock, a 39-year-old homeless Florida man, was arrested after a worker found him sunbathing naked on an observation deck at a preserve on Buck Creek. Here's a picture of the dude there.
Jeez.
The Charlotte County Environmental Land Manager said Schrock was lying with his Schrock completely exposed on the observation deck. They said, are you enjoying the park? He said, absolutely.
For sure.
While lying there, genitals exposed. They called deputies who arrested him and charged him with indecent exposure and misdemeanor lewdness, along with five other charges, including drug possession, ID fraud, and possession of stolen credit cards. He was trespassed from the park, currently in custody with the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office. Mm. Homeless nudity. I mean, depending on where you live, I guess that wouldn't be that big of a problem. Like in Metro Detroit, generally, it's always too cold to be nude.
Yeah, we don't see too many nude people around here.
No, I did see the one. The guy who was showering in the sprinklers down the road there.
Yeah. The
thing about getting arrested if you're homeless, it's like an upgrade jail, right?
Yeah, you get food and
so you probably just throw caution in the wind.
Just get nude right before winter comes.
You don't get to sunbathe there, though.
That's how they hibernate. I went to Niagara Falls before the whole pandemic thing hit, and we went there with like a group of baseball kids or whatever, and we were walking down the street, and this homeless lady had, all I can say is jugs.
Oh, okay. Okay. Homeless jugs?
Homeless jugs. She was older. It wasn't something to behold.
Right.
But her jugs were out.
Just jugs.
Sitting on the ground. Her jugs were out. And we're all just walking down the street to get to the next, like, place that we're going to, and we all walk by, and I look over and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And then as I walk, I look back, and there's all the baseball guys, and they are dying.
All the kids.
They're dying.
Sure. Yeah.
Dying.
I bet.
It's probably the first jugs they ever saw.
That's a bad start.
First live jug.
That's not what you want your first live jug to look like.
No, it wasn't great.
They'll never forget it, though.
They won't ever forget it.
No.
They were laughing so hard.
I still have this memory, talking about making impressions. We were standing behind a much larger lady at a traffic light when I was a little kid. I was holding my mom's hand, and her butt, like I was right at butt level, her butt smelled so bad.
Oh.
That.
Oh.
And I was right.
I know. I still remember. I was going to tell you a great memory, but forget it.
No, that's like my first butt memory.
Oh,
that's
man.
A bad butt memory. It was horrible. Like the smell of crap.
No wonder you're not a butt man.
Maybe that turned me away.
Yeah.
Because I still, honestly, I remember being like, like looking up and just the smell of her on this hot day crossing the road. God. Wee David was not impressed.
Yeah, that'll ruin you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those memories do stick with you.
Yeah, when I was a kid, it was always just like late night HBO. So you'd see like just smoking hot chicks.
But I think that there's a difference between seeing your first live set.
Oh, yeah, like a live set. I don't know when.
I know exactly when.
Yeah, as like a kid, I don't think I ever saw like just somebody out with their boobs out.
What was your first live set, Chuck?
I can't even really. Let's not get into it.
Oh, okay.
No, but it was like a bush party thing. Someone got totally wanged and then they freed bush him up party. Or whatever. Oh. And it was like,
Jesus sweet.
Because I think it was, pretty young.
You know my first?
Well, the chick you banged.
Yeah.
That was the first. Of course.
Well, yeah. It was the first live set. I was only 13.
Right.
Yeah. Right? So, but that was the first live set. I'd seen many in the paper every morning in Ireland.
Yeah.
But I'd never actually seen them in person until...
Live set. She popped totally her top.
I think the first full naked woman I ever saw was my first girlfriend.
Yeah.
But I was what you call a late bloomer.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
and again, we're talking about live and in person.
Right.
I think we all saw many naked ladies before then.
Yeah.
But not
Oh, I saw plenty of nudity before then on TV and things. I was hoping to just get a piece of the action.
Yeah, yeah. You knew what you wanted.
Right.
Remember seeing your first dong, Lise?
Wow.
No.
My God.
I wonder if women have the same memories. That's the only reason I was asking. Like, do women?
They do.
Like, it makes they such do. An impression on us guys.
Yeah.
That you can't ever forget it.
Come on. They do.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Not going to get Lisa to talk about it, but they do.
But the ladies have the same dong memories as
come on.
I mean, I remember my first dong that I saw.
Me too. It was my buddy. His name is the Hammer. And I was like, uh-oh.
Right.
Mine's wrong.
Right. Something's wrong.
Mine's wrong.
Yours is wrong.
Oh, mine's wrong. I don't want to say mine's wrong.
Mine's wrong.
Mine's wrong.
Well, the Hammer is, you know, when you get the nickname the Hammer later on.
Right.
You
mine know, is not reason. Like his.
No, it was
mine
not.
Is wrong.
And it was it nothing was not. To do with circumcision.
No.
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 It was just to do with...
The Hammer.
Size.
Yeah. The Hammer had
size.
A hammer.
Size.
Uh-oh, yeah. Mine's wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. It was broken.
That's it. You do is you see something like that, you're like, yeah, that is a mistake here.
Yeah. Right?
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Mm-hmm. You know, you hear about people worrying about this. You never really know about it happening in real life, but there's a story out of Ottawa, Canada this morning, and one of Ottawa's top doctors showed up to work with no skirt on.
Hmm?
She's the medical officer of health for the city of Ottawa.
She just lost
she
it.
She says she's had an insane several months. That morning in particular was incredibly stressful. She was dressing in the dark, had to rush into work early.
You'd notice if you
and made it
up.
To City Hall. She had a raincoat on. But just panties and a blouse, forgot to put her skirt on. She says she may need to take a break.
You think? Yeah, I think that's probably a good idea.
Listen, I just want to quickly ask, because I don't know anyone that's ever done this. Have you showed up to work without pants on? Like, have you actually done it? Has anyone listening actually showed up to work without pants on? And what happens next? 1-855-954-6969. Toll free. 1-855-954-6969 or text 46969.
I know a couple of times I believe I've put my shoes on and then realized, oh, wait, I got to put shorts on.
Because it was like so early that you didn't even barely know what was
going
on.
Yeah, or I thought I had already done it, but like you notice, right? Mm. Like you notice, you know?
Yeah.
But, and I don't know if it was just like in grogginess, my shoes are right there and I put them on. I'm like, God, I gotta put shorts on. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You know?
I definitely have
never left.
Almost left the house forgetting something, but then realized.
Yeah.
I've never actually left the house. I've gotten into a car or anything in just my underwear.
The closest
no. shirt on or
no.
something.
Dave went downstairs to start to do the show when he was stuck at home with no pants on. Then remembered and had to run upstairs with pants on, didn't you?
See, that's dangerous when you're at home.
It's at home, though. I didn't leave my house, right?
Still showed up with no pants on.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, I was in my basement.
Yeah, the closest thing to that that's ever happened, that I put on two different shoes.
Oh, okay.
Just in a groggy state or whatever.
Yeah, but luckily you weren't just in your underpants.
Right. No, no. God, that'd be...
I cannot imagine coming in here one morning and one of you guys is just in your underpants.
Subject.
I can make it happen for you.
Well, no, we're good.
Give me the green light and I'll be here every morning.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to do that.
For sure. I would be so comfortable. Oh, man.
But we would all assume, right, that person has gone bananas.
Well, yeah, they have to take a break.
Yeah.
If you don't know you have pants on, you have to take a break.
Yeah.
You're right.
Mental breakdown.
A state mandated no pants break.
Right.
Yeah, it's time to step aside for a little while and get stuff together. I guess this woman, the pandemic has just kind of flared up again in Ottawa, and she has been, like, insanely busy. She said she's not able to keep up with everything that's going on, and she realizes it could be time, after showing up to work without pants on, that she may need to take a little break.
It's a crazy time for her, I bet.
There she is right there. There's her picture.
But they don't have it on film.
Oh, no,
anything.
No, they don't. They don't have her without a skirt on. Maybe it is on camera. They're not releasing that, right?
Right.
They don't embarrass her.
She have a raincoat on, you said?
She did have a raincoat, but when she got into her office was when she realized
No skirt.
No skirt.
What do you do? Like, what do you do? So I've got, I don't know, I, for some reason you have a longer, you have a longer jacket on. You get by all the stuff out of your car, all the way in, all the way to your office.
You leave after.
You just leave, right?
You don't
tell
anyone.
You don't tell anyone and you just leave.
See, I'll be right back. And you're gonna see why. And then.
I forgot some important documents at home.
I think I just text you guys and be like, listen, I didn't have pants on.
So. Don't tell us that.
Yeah, yeah, no, just saying. I'd be like, something has come up.
Yeah. Something's come up.
It happens.
Looks like I double booked.
Yeah, make it, if you say you are had forgot your pants, then we think, uh-oh, there's trouble for any one of us. Kayla.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. So we're talking about the medical officer of health for the city of Ottawa, Canada, showed up to work without a skirt on by mistake, says she was totally stressed out. Anything like that happened to you?
I mean, I didn't, kind of, yeah.
Oh.
So at one point I wasn't driving just yet, so I was walking to and from work because I lived close enough, and it was pouring rain out, so obviously I get to work and I'm soaked. So we had laundry inside, so I throw my pants inside the dryer for a few minutes to dry them off. So I'm just sitting inside my break room with no pants on while they're drying.
And they were cool with that at work?
Yeah, I had myself covered with something. Not very much of anything. My legs were sewn and stuff. So, but they were pretty cool with it. I'm sure my boss probably liked it.
Yeah, the guys. Oh, yeah, baby, the guys are like, no, it's fine.
No, don't say anything.
That's why we put it here. Keep you dry.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to walk into our lunchroom here and see just a bunch of our coworkers in their underwear waiting for their clothes to dry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be. I don't know. You could feel pretty confident if you were the one guy with pants on and everybody else is wearing their briefs.
Yeah,
walking through.
Right. Yep. You would.
I'm like, oh, geez.
A couple of people are chiming in here. Someone said, I've gone into work with just my boxers on, running late. Luckily, we actually have uniforms at work, so I just threw one of those on when I realized what I'd done. You went all the way in with just your boxers on.
That's crazy.
Yeah. This woman said, showed up to work, forgot to put a bra on, was wearing a see-through shirt, too.
Oh, my.
Wow, you cannot.
Nobody's going to say anything about it.
No work done that day.
You have to post-it notes or something over top.
That's right. Post-it pasties.
Yeah.
Don't post-it pasties. Yep. Take care of that.
Yep. This guy said, I'm 61. My third grade teacher showed up with just her slip-on when she opened her coat, forgot to put on a skirt, and I still remember that to this day. He's 61 now. He still remembers what happened when he was in third grade.
And honestly, that's why I think myself, why I've been getting ready in the house. And because my shorts and my underwear are almost the exact same length. They're like this exact same feel.
Right.
You know, and it's like sometimes you think you got them on or whatever.
Right. I get that, I guess.
And if you have to put a slip on, that's like putting a skirt on, right? I mean, I get it that it's, you know, undergarments or whatever.
But he was 61, so when he was in third grade, it was so long ago that like a full dress was still like you, slot.
Right.
Oh.
Because a slip like was, it's kind of like lingerie under a dress, under a skirt, right?
That's that underdress thing?
Yeah.
But was it lingerie, though, or was it just like...
It's just so you can't
to keep
see.
Keep the skirt off of...
Yeah, I thought it was so you couldn't see cleavage and things like that or something.
Well, yeah, no, you can't see through. You can't see your underwear. Things
yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
it's a see-through skirt.
Huh. Yeah, ladies slip.
Yeah, I thought a slip was just the bottom, though.
Well, there is. That's called a half slip.
Oh, okay.
But a full slip, I guess, is like almost looks like a nighty.
Yeah.
And that would make an impression on you, and it did on him.
Slips are just
very momish to me.
Yeah. Someone said, left the house in my work boots and boxers. Noticed an interesting breeze and turned around. Well, that's an interesting breeze.
Yeah.
Interesting
breeze. To put your shoes on, you look down, though. You know
what I mean? Every time I put... Well, but if you're doing it in the dark, which is, you know, that's how you end up putting two different ones on because they're just two got real close together or something like that. And you just slip them on.
This person said, when I was working in the emergency room, I was doing CPR on a patient and my scrub pants came untied and fell down to my ankles.
Thank God I had some cute thong underwear on instead of my normal granny panties, but I couldn't stop CPR. So someone literally pulled my pants up for me and tied them.
So you wake up from CPR, you're like, hello! I'm up! I'm back! Whoa!
Boy, are you a hero.
You're something else. I love this hospital.
Or you just open one eye and you're like, let her keep going.
Yeah, I'm not up.
I'm totally dying still.
Keep pushing. Keep pushing.
Stop breathing.
Yeah. Zach.
Zach. Why are you making those kissy lips?
Zach's in Plymouth. How you doing, Zach?
Hi, I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Good. You had a comment.
I've went to work a few times. This is nothing crazy, but I went in my slippers, and I actually work at an auto mechanic shop, and it's just so inconvenient because if I went home, I'd probably just stay home. So I went all day just in my slippers.
That's a Dave move right
that
there.
Totally. That is a Dave
I've actually
move.
Done that.
Yeah, you
I have.
Yeah.
You know, gone in my slippers.
Yeah, you're a slipper person.
Because it's just whatever's on your feet as you're running out the door, you know.
Yeah.
You assume they're shoes.
Yeah.
And you realize they're slippers. This woman said, I accidentally went to work with only my top on. I thought my top was a dress, but it wasn't. My butt was hanging out, and I didn't realize it. Now, someone will. Imagine if having to pull someone aside. Pardon me, Linda, can I talk to you for a second? Your ass is completely out. You are just wearing a shirt.
Oh, my God. That is only a shirt.
When I was a paramedic, I was working insane hours, night shift, going to school. Showed up without pants, just my uniform shirt. Just had to go into service late. My wife had to bring me some pants. Yeah, you can't. Paramedic can't show up pantsless.
No. I have to assume, like, the like how tired you are, you know, when you've made that mistake.
Yeah, no, I think paramedics work like long hours and
that's
stuff.
That's what I mean.
Too,
like, so you just like, must be so tired.
You're mentally exhausted. I get that.
This is amazing. My dad used to go to the gym in sweatpants and take them off, and he'd have shorts underneath when he got there. One time he got there, he took the pants off. He only had his tidy whities on. He made it halfway across the gym before he realized it. Had to just turn around and go home.
What's
your last day at the gym?
His tidy whities.
Yeah.
New gym.
I can see the Brewster doing something like that.
Oh, he wouldn't care.
But he'd just keep working out.
He wouldn't care. This is what I work out in. Enjoy it.
Tanya's with us here on the Dave and Chuck Lines.
Don't look. You don't like it.
Medical officer of health in Canada showed up to work without her skirt on because she was so stressed out. Anything like that happened to you, Tanya?
Hi, yes. I was just getting ready for work one morning, and it was just a crazy morning. Threw clothes on, went to work, worked all day. I work in a salon, so I had a smock on all day and didn't really think about it. Got off work, went to my adult son's Christian League softball game and walked out as he was walking off the field, and he just had this completely shocked look on his face. And I'm walking up, I'm like, hey, buddy. And he's like, what are you wearing? I'm like, what do you mean? My t-shirt was completely see-through, and he was just completely appalled, staring at me. And I said, is that see-through? And he's like, you've got a green bow on your bra.
Oh, wow.
And the Christian League.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly.
Christian League. Yeah. He was like pulling stuff out of his softball bag for me to put on. And I was all proud of the new Capri pants I had on. So I was like, well, none of these match my new Capris.
Yeah, but your kids don't want to see through your top.
No, right, they don't.
Or have anyone else see through mom's top.
Peter, saw your mom's boobs today.
You'll never hear the end of it.
She just made a mistake. I'd rather not talk about it. It was pretty sweet, bro.
Can you stop? Hey, Peter.
Hey, I worked on an ambulance service in Wisconsin, and we would respond from home. We got a psych patient one night. Had to restrain him to a longboard, so he was looking up the whole time at the captain's chair, which is right at the head of the cot. There was an EMT sitting there. He showed up from home, hadn't put underwear on apparently that night, and his fly was undone, and his pants were open, and the psych patient kept screaming, penis, penis, the entire time we were transporting him to the hospital. We couldn't figure out what was wrong.
He was
trying. It turns out the guy that was sitting in the captain's chair at the head of the cot, taking notes, fly was wide open, no underwear on, and the psych patient was just staring at the dog the whole time, yelling penis.
And you just thought, oh, he's just insane.
Having a psych problem, so yeah.
Just a Dave and Chuck fan.
Penis.
Yeah. Love you guys. Thanks.
Thanks, Peter. Thanks for calling in. Oh, God, you're the guy. Then you realize, oh, that was my penis.
Right. And you've already done a full report on how crazy he is.
He came screaming penis over and over again.
We committed him 2 weeks ago. And I just realized that was an underwear note. No underwear day.
That's like when Dave's penis was out and Dave thought the guy he knew was kind of giving him the eye or something.
Not giving me the eye. Just saying like, hey.
He was like, hey. Down there?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Thanks. I thought he was like asking me if I needed another drink or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you mean? What's going on? Yep. Mouse is out of the house.
Yeah.
Super.
Your dick's out.
Yeah, you got to be blunt with some people sometimes.
Right.
Super hot coworker forgot a bra and asked me, a straight guy, if I could see her nipples. Because I was the only person she trusted to tell her the truth.
Oh, I don't know about this.
Hold on.
I don't know.
There's more to that story than meets the nipple.
Yeah. There's something there.
That'd be a crazy thing.
I don't know. Let me... Hold on. Let me get a good look.
Yes.
I can. Yeah.
Yes, I can. Can you see my nipples?
Can you see my nipples? That's the only response.
Can you now see my erection? Yeah. Possibly.
She's making moves.
I think that's what it seems like.
Come on. That is a move.
Yeah.
Because now that I look back, I'm like, nobody's ever done that to me.
No.
There was a shower, someone said, at my old job for the workers. So you could work out before or after work. Well, I took a shower one time and almost walked right out of the room in just a towel. I opened the door and realized I was still at work and quickly closed it and got dressed. Oh, we've got a gym up here with showers.
Yeah, there's showers up there.
Let's hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Does anyone use that gym?
Yes.
People do.
Yeah.
People take showers in there, too.
I know that people use the showers, too.
For what reason?
I think people used to live here.
I think so, too.
I absolutely believe that happened for a while.
I've used the shower a few times.
Yep.
Not just for Dave and Chuck business, either. To get clean.
Yeah.
For personal James business.
Yes, because I didn't want to go to my next stop smelling like a like a turd.
Oh, okay. I've thought about, like, if it was a really bad storm and I came into work and just slept here for a night or something, then I could use the shower, but I luckily never have had to yet.
Yeah, really open up there. Like, it's a really open shower.
Is it? I've never actually been inside.
Because I went up there to deuce sometimes in the morning and it's like the curtains over. And
so that's who deuced in the shower. It was Andy.
It was me. Yeah.
You'll deuce in the shower.
You got to mash that down the drain, Andy.
That's what I tried.
It was big.
And this guy said, I'm a fireman. I've gotten up for a call in the middle of the night and put my boots on without pants on. Walked right out to the call. You know, that does happen, I think, because I have a buddy who's a fireman, and he's done that a couple of times.
Yeah.
I don't think he's missed pants. He's missed something. Because they're sound asleep, right?
Yeah.
They wake up to the sound of the alarm and they're still out of it.
Right.
And they're just running to a truck to get to a call.
Yeah.
But you need your fireman to have underwear on and pants and
stuff. Those on-call jobs are crazy like that. I couldn't imagine if I had to come in here and do like dong jokes like in the middle of the night.
But like
a beeper
like
goes
emergency
off.
Like, oh, God, dong joke time. Hold on. I gotta go do dong jokes. Shoot. I'll be there in a second.
A bunch of people have had that thought they had shorts under their sweatpants thing happen. And just...
Oh, I could see that happening.
I just would know. This guy was in college. He would normally put shorts on under his sweatpants. One day he took off his pants, had only boxers on, started running around the track before the entire football team started laughing at him.
That is the other side for that nipple story. Somebody said he was friend-zoned. That could be.
Yeah,
like not really sexually interested in him whatsoever.
Yeah, you don't know.
By the way, the dad of the gym was not my dad. People are thinking I was talking about my dad. No. Not my dad, not Chuck's dad. It was just a listener's dad.
Yeah.
Was calling in. I think I read it like
exactly,
my dad.
Yeah, my dad.
But it was a listener. It wasn't my dad. Although either of my dads could probably do that.
Yes.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt.
belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.